The reading tonight is from Psalm 88. O Lord, the God who saves me, day and night I will cry out before you. May my prayer come before you and turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of trouble and my life draws near the grave. I am counted amongst those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength. I am set apart from the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths, and your wrath lies heavily upon me. You have overwhelmed me with your waves. You have taken me from my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do those who are dead rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your darkness deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning my prayers come before you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth you have been afflicted and accused of death. I have suffered your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend.
A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I regularly hold services in rest homes, at times in dementia care wards. So I'm used to people nodding off, and I never know whether my words get through to them or not. Sometimes they hardly respond, not even when I shake their hand. Others are more involved. I've talked with people who tell me that this afternoon they are going to go home again and attend to the long list of appointments that they have and which their secretary has listed in the calendar. Standing there talking with them, I knew that nothing that they said would happen, that they are just imagining a day from their past when they were important people. And now they sit slumped over in one of those rest home chairs and will soon be helped up by a nurse and then slowly shuffled towards the table where they will eat bland rest home food that is made even less tasty by the strong smell of urine that so often seems to hang around rest homes. Some of the people I meet there are closer to reality. Take, for example, the man who regularly weeps about my very imperfect piano playing and declares that it is beautiful and regularly recounts how his father used to play the piano. Others ask me every time I visit how my little son is doing, even though I only took him a couple of times in 2020 and 2021. He's not that little anymore, but to some people in those rest homes, he brought excitement like few other things did. Then there's the one lady who remembers exactly the dates of her personal life and how they were interwoven with major news items of the day. I've checked those events later and the dates are correct, and yet her current world has become small and confused. When we are dealing with dementia, it's often so much more difficult to see the dignity of the person. And when we've known someone for before the onset of that disease, it's hard to see them now. They've lost so much of their knowledge, their personality even. As people descend into dementia, they themselves often get frustrated and fearful. That's often less so at later stages, but for family and friends, this pain and sorrow continues. When we see the person who now is before us with the one and compare that with the one we used to know, we can experience deep sadness, frustration, and confusion. Where has the one we once knew gone? Now, for those more philosophically inclined, questions of truth and agency come up. For example, when a person with dementia is telling you things totally unattached from reality, how should we respond? Do we go along with the fantasies, or is the relationship more important than anything reflecting reality? And what happens to the memories? While some are fresh, as they have not been for a long time, many, many more are gone, apparently not forming part of that person or character. Dementia also sometimes challenges our assumptions of faith. While some people with dementia still reflect a deep Christian faith, even when their cognitive abilities have severely declined, others also seem to lose grasp on eternal truth and their relationship with God. And yet I've experienced many times as old hymns are sung and familiar words are said, there's often a stirring, a flicker of recognition, as if something penetrates the mists. It's sometimes been said that Psalm 88 might be a psalm that a person who experiences the onset of dementia would write, and in which relatives could join in. For dementia sometimes feels like a slow death. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. That is sometimes the experience of those who no longer know. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. Is that not sometimes what people with dementia experience? For that disease robs them of the interpersonal relationships that is so much that are so much part of life. And the psalm ends in a tone of desperation. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend. That's not a hopeful ending. And yet the psalm contains many appeals to God. O Lord, the God who saves me, day and night I cry before you. Even in the hard world of dementia, we turn to God. Even then we seek the Lord's presence, not always in joy and thanksgiving, but sometimes in desperation and grief. And that is still seeking God. It's at this stage that I want to turn to the words in Romans 8. They are clearly not directed, first of all, at the problem of dementia, but they can speak into that situation too. Even in the depth of despair, Paul maintains, even then God is with us. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. We may no longer comprehend Christ's love, no longer be able to articulate the good news, but God's love is still with us and still reaches us. It breaks through the mists of unknowing. That's also why we cannot give up on those people living with dementia, for we never know in what way we can be bearers of God's love for them. The words we say still reach them, sometimes in ways we can never know. Nothing, not dementia, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.